The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. We found out you're going to get to see all your famous Texans Saturday night. And the things at A&M may be getting a little sticky. Let's talk about it. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Tyler Scott back in studio keeping us on air. Voldemort keeping us on air out here at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria, which is one of our favorite places to come. We're here once a month, and this is that once of the month.
Happy so, once a month, Fred.
I'm very happy. I love this place.
Happy month-iversary.
And if you want to get in today, well, we're not taking any calls until we do the giveaway. But 713-780-3776 is the number for that. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. And you can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on live stream, not today.
Yeah.
Because we're not in studio. And we do things a little different on Wednesdays. When you call, text, tweet, show up out here at the glorious Hyatt and write something on your chest, put odds on it. What are the odds that happens?
Zero.
Yeah, I know.
Never happens.
No.
In all our years.
What's going on, man?
You know, sports, stuff like that. It's hot. When's summer going to be over?
Well, I hope we're getting...
Like, the kids are back in school now. I feel like it's time.
It never cools off. I'll tell you my target date is always Texas OU weekend. That's
usually a good one.
That's usually when you get the first little cool front comes through.
More often than not, the times... Because I used to go up there every year for that, and we would, without fail, do our show outside. And it was a coin flip on whether it was going to be really hot or really cold.
Yeah, and there was really no in between.
Now, granted, that's Dallas.
Yeah.
A little different than here. Here, it's usually, if it's a coin flip, it's like a really heavily weighted coin. But, you know, a boy can hope, right?
Yeah. Well.
What's up with you?
What's up with me? Not much.
You went back to the Marlon Brando look.
Yes, I did.
Except now jeans.
Well, yeah, jeans, but, you know, decent shirt, nice. Well,
it's a casual day here. And I want you all to come out to the Urban Star Bar. I want you to have a good time. I want everyone to leave with a belly full of food and a mind full of memories.
And I won't refuse a friend. I won't refuse a friend anything.
Yeah, I can't do that voice.
It's hurting you.
Yeah. But, no, just I had some business to do today, so I was out doing some business.
Okay.
Yeah, just, yeah,
successfully?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
That's what I'm talking
successful.
About.
So we're building the Gao Empire.
Okay.
One at a time.
Do you think eventually it will be the Gao Fowler Empire?
Well, no. No.
No.
I think eventually the Fowler Empire will veer off from the Gao Empire.
You'll separate from the herd.
Yeah. You know, still be affiliated.
Will it be a larger force?
No. I'm going to want to downgrade a little bit at some point.
So you want to do like a regular TV spinoff where like
Yeah. Like it'll be successful.
You want to be like Joni Loves Chachi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or Boston Legal, you know.
Okay.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, I like Joni Loves Chachi best.
I don't.
That's most fitting for
you,
I think.
Well, maybe, except I don't know any Jonis.
You know a Chachi?
Well, yeah, but he doesn't love me anymore.
I don't know any Chachis.
things went south with that. Yeah, I bet if we play the name game and say,
Chachi, Bobachi. Oh, you mean other name game.
The other name game. It's like, oh, yeah, Chachi.
Yeah.
Chachi or Joni.
He never calls in.
Yeah. We'll find the one in the city and he'll be calling in. It's like, I just switched over from 610 for the first time and I heard my name. I'm excited.
Oh, I don't think 610 has any listeners named Chachi. I'm pretty sure.
Cheryl from Beaumont says I-10 eastbound is shut down again today. Jeez. What the hell?
People in Beaumont don't know how to drive.
So all your important Texans are going to see some action Saturday night, except for Merciless.
I guess. I mean, is that a good thing?
No. I don't want to see any of them. I don't need to see Honey Badger. I don't need to see JJ. I don't need to see Hopkins. Okay, 405, pretty good. That Thanks. May be a record for a roadshow, actually.
Thank you.
Now that I think about it. I really, Will Fuller I'd like to see. I think that's a guy that, he needs to show that he can do something. But other than that, I don't really want him out there. I don't want Watson out there anymore.
You know what you know about him, right?
Yeah, I want him out there week one.
Okay.
And that's it. But I'm not the coach. I'm not the guy who I'm definitely not the guy who trotted Arian Foster out there in a game they were down 43-7. And
that's not your style? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So, I don't know. So, you got that going on. You got your Astros are up today. Afternoon game.
Yeah. In the lead.
Early, which I never like to see because
we can basically say that that's a lead that they can't lose.
That's a safe lead. If it goes like almost every other loss, they'll be up 3-0, and then
what happened last night? They were up 3-2. Guess who came in to hammer it down?
The guy who's not supposed to be the closer anymore.
What's going on with that?
I don't know. Is Mr. Hinch just lying to us?
Did Osuna hurt his hand doing something else?
Ooh, like what?
I don't know. Building something? I don't know. Did you hear about are you familiar with Bryce Mitchell? He might not be a name that you know.
No.
He was a recent contestant on The Ultimate Fighter, and he has been...
Oh, yeah, I did see this.
He has been offered a contract. He didn't win the show, but he's a good fighter. Really country dude. He talks about killing possums and squirrels and eating them, which is always a little weird to me. But,
yeah.
You know.
I had a pet possum. I wouldn't want to kill it.
I'll
kill a squirrel, though.
You want to hear his Instagram post about his recent non-sports-related injury?
Yeah, I've seen it. I think first off, I have to say, if you're squeamish, you don't want to hear this.
Yeah, you don't want to hear this if you are averse to really gruesome details about a horrible injury.
About a scrotum.
Yeah. A satchel, we like to call it.
The boys.
So Bryce Mitchell says, so I was going to train today, but I ripped my nutsack in half. I'm about to get stitched up. I was holding a board over my head with a drill in my pants.
Okay. First off, if you're doing that, I don't care how good of a fighter you are, you're dumb.
It doesn't seem wise.
No, that's you're dumb, sir. I'm sorry. I don't want to say you deserve to get this happen to you, but
no one deserves this.
No.
I was sizing up the board and the drill went off and tangled my nuts up in it. I dropped the board and reversed the drill and untangled my sack, but they was ripped in half. I'm serious too, LOL. There's no LOL here, sir.
No.
This is a serious,
There's not any
matter.
LOLs happening with this.
I obviously can't post a pic, but when my nuts are sealed back up, I'm going to come train again. I think a high kick would re-rip them, ha-ha. There's no ha-ha either.
Yeah.
This isn't funny.
I'm glad you think this is funny, sir.
And if I hear any bleepy puns about how this stuff is nutty or screwed up, I ain't talking to you for about a month. If you're going to drop a pun to make fun of me, at least put some thought into it.
Okay. You put some thought into it, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Because all I can think about is what... I mean, that's a really horrible, horrible thought. And I don't know if you saw that picture of his boxer shorts.
I did.
But that makes the whole thing even worse. Can you imagine? Like, that's the worst athlete injury.
But I don't understand what you're doing with the drill and the board. I don't get that.
Okay, so let's say you have to drill a board overhead, right?
Right.
And you're, like, trying to line it up right, and you've got
the drill between your legs.
And you either put it in your pocket or you're holding it between your legs. I tend to think he put it in his pocket.
I would have it, well, yeah, I think there's better ways to do that, though.
There may be, but again, like I said, this dude's country as they come.
Right.
Like, this is a...
he's a dumb.
I'm sorry. That's not to say that all people from the country are dumb.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying if you...
All I'm saying
is... torn your satchel...
All I'm saying is Bryce Mitchell is not Ivy League educated, okay? And he eats possums. So we'd know... Like, let's say that's the baseline. People who eat possums, he's not above that line. So...
Right.
Say what you will after that.
I know a lot of fun people who eat possum.
But I've heard a lot of injuries to athletes who like, oh, I tore my groin carrying groceries. There's always some sort of story. I usually think they're riding ATVs or something like that. They don't want to lose out on their contract. But
right. And those happen. I mean,
have you ever heard a more terrifying story than the ball sack caught in the drill?
No, that's the worst thing ever. That's the worst thing ever. Although...
And how many spins do you think it got in before he was able to stop it?
11.
That's a lot.
I'm guessing 11. If
that
it did that kind of damage...
is a lot.
I mean, even... Well, just basically, probably you get 3 or 4 spins before you even realize what's happening. And then you try to react to it. So, I don't know. Hey, man, he had the balls to put that out on social media. I give him that. It's the only ones he's got now, but hey.
He still has them. They're just...
mangled. Oh, they're just, looks like the Astros are about to pick up a run or two here.
They're just loosely hanging around in no bag. It's like when the when you go to the grocery store and they say, hey, do you need a bag for that? And you say, nah, no bag. And that's where he's at now. He's with no bag. And his groceries are just... They're just along for the ride.
And he's no longer a fan of Satchel Paige.
No.
Not at all. I bet.
The Astros are an unstoppable force, Fred.
That's, oh, are they?
Yeah. The offense is back. That's 4 runs today. Which
is that Maldonado driving in a couple?
Yeah. That equals the amount of runs they scored in the last 6 weeks combined.
they'll probably put up like 15 today.
Yeah, this
and
is
then
one
score
of those days.
And then the next game.
But they won yesterday.
Yeah.
A 3-2 game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not saying that they're lighting the world on fire, but it,
at least they're almost healthy now.
That's right.
And that's
still no, well, Springer available off the bench.
Yeah. He needs to get right and start hitting the ball before I'll be panicked over. I'm just glad they have Altuve back. I know he didn't do much last night, but that's a guy you have to pitch around. That's a guy that makes everybody, oh, there's another hit. And, okay, I hear music in the background, finally. Sorry, Tyler, I didn't hear it. We're going to take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Urban Star Bar, better known as the bar in the Hyatt in the Galleria.
Is it better known as that?
It is known as that, yes,
oh, okay.
Because that's what we call it every time we come here. I still call it the Urban Star Bar, but I always tell people we're at the Hyatt in the Galleria.
Okay.
And if we're at a Hyatt, we're probably in the bar. Lots of specials today from 4 to 7 while we're here. They have the specialty margaritas. I know you tried one of these last time. Tequila Old Fashioned, Honey Lemon Margarita, and Añejo Smash.
That's what I had last time.
How was that?
It was very good.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to think about that. Food-wise, they have their specialty tacos for $10, wings for $10, loaded nachos for $13, and here's your bar specials today, which is what I know you care about. Wells for $5, house wine for $6, draft beer $4 for a 16-ounce, $6 for a 20-ounce.
There you go.
That's some great deals.
Can't beat those deals.
Just because we're here.
You can't beat them with a stick.
They're doing this for the people. They love the people so much that once a month they do something like this just for you guys because we're here.
Have you heard the latest on the Ohio State situation?
I know he was – Urban was there today and I guess met with them. I have not heard what happened since.
So this is according to Dave Biddle, who is editor of Bucknuts on 24/7 Sports CBS Network, covers Ohio State for CBS. Mm. This is what he said, Cliff's Notes version, from what I've been told. Ohio State's Board of Trustees wants to reinstate Urban Meyer immediately. University President Michael Drake is balking at that, wants Meyer to serve a suspension. Meyer refuses to serve suspension since
which
he thinks he did nothing wrong.
Which was first reported by R.J. Bell, by the way.
Was it?
Yeah, that he was going to push back against it. And R.J., we'll ask R.J. about that tomorrow, but yeah, he tweeted out that he heard that he was going to push back against the suspension, and it became a national story. So
let's also keep in mind the Board of Trustees, that's who determines who the president of the university is, right?
Right.
So if it comes down to it, couldn't the Board of Trustees basically make a choice between university president and football coach? Could it come to that?
Yeah.
It would. I mean, obviously, it'd be a horrible look if they were like, hey, this president wants to suspend the football coach over these allegations. And he's like, okay, well, you're fired, president. We're bringing in someone who doesn't want to suspend the football coach. It's not a great look for the university.
Well, let's be honest. Who brings more money into the university, a president or Urban Meyer?
Urban Meyer.
You know what? It makes me think of that line in Unforgiven. A president? Why not shoot a president? who cares who the damn president of a school is? Sorry, Dr. Renu Couture.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me who your president is. And the reality is, if everybody else in the room says, no, we think this is a good idea, and then you've made it a personal thing, right?
Yeah.
And to me, if it comes down to, okay, this is a personal thing between our high-profile football coach who brings in millions of dollars and a president that could easily be shot, figuratively.
Right.
And I want to make that clear. Don't want anybody going out, hey, I think I can shoot myself a college president.
That's not wise.
No, that is, it's a figurative speech. It was my obscure movie reference of the day. But I think it's the wrong battle to pick.
I'm with you.
So, and I also think the more I read about this, here's the thing, in any of these situations, everybody, and I read all these, you know, hardcore takes and, this, he has to be fired and all this stuff and, this is nothing. It's never that simple, no matter how much we want to make it. And the reality is, the more I listen to this Courtney Smith, the less reliable I find her as a witness. And, it doesn't mean Urban Meyer's not a turd. I think we all know that he is. I mean, go back to Florida and all the things that happened there. But 7-0 Astros, about to be 8. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the
it's domination, Holmes.
Fourth inning, top of the fourth, 8-0 Astros.
They're finally, an unstoppable force.
Yeah, they finally chased whoever. I don't remember who started, but
it doesn't matter, does it?
No. But, no, I mean, I have no doubts that Zach Smith is a bad person and a scuzzy little dude. But I don't know. I don't really trust her that much. And especially when you're getting in the limelight and getting all these, and talking to everybody and doing all this stuff. I don't know. It's almost like the situation at A&M with this kid leaving and then throwing all these accusations out.
Right.
You have to ask, what is the agenda when this stuff comes from? And then try to make the best decision you can from it. And I don't like Urban Meyer, and I'd love nothing more for him to wind up, getting caught for something really serious.
But this doesn't seem like something he should get fired over.
No, and I think he served a suspension. I would slap him on the wrist and say, get back to coaching, but we find out anything else, then we're going to react. You don't have to react to just this. If this is all you have, now if you find out later that there's text messages between, Zach Smith and Urban Meyer where he says, yeah, I beat the crap out of that little,
Yeah.
And he didn't do anything, then yeah, you're fired. But we haven't seen any of that. So
Lamont says, do you guys feel RJ is objective in this Ohio State situation?
Oh, not at all.
Of course not. He's RJ's typically he typically doesn't show much favoritism, but in this situation, I feel like absolutely he is.
Yeah.
Whether he wants to be or not, that's his alma mater. There, that's it's a hard thing to get away from. That's why I'm lucky. My college has no football team. I don't feel any kind of loyalty to them from a sports standpoint. So
yeah, well, I think, and what RJ does is a little different. I think so. I mean, he's entitled to be a fan, but it also gives him great contacts, and that's how he was able to break that story. Says Julian, and a lot of other people say, my favorite line in a sports movie when comparing football and academics: when's the last time 80,000 people showed up to watch a bleep chemistry experiment? James Caan in the program.
Yeah.
You know, I think at some point we have to recognize college football for what it is. It's basically, at the highest level, it is professional football. And a lot of things are going to go on that are incongruous with what's going on in the college, and that's just going to happen. And you just accept that because, guess what? It's a way to bring in an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
Get to some Twitter questions here. Baylor Bear, what are the odds Jimbo loses his job? I'm going to go %0. And this is another one. The more I read about it, you've got a bitter kid who's trying to get – now, the transfer rules are another – I think kids should be able to go wherever the hell they want, whenever they want. Coaches want to control them and keep that from happening. You know, like this LSU kid that wants to transfer, and he's already graduated from the school. And, you know, oh, you can't go anywhere in the SEC or anybody we're playing over the next couple of years. Well, it's like, if the coach leaves, he can go wherever he wants.
Right.
And, you know, so I think the players kind of get screwed in that deal. But with this, obviously you got a kid who's trying to transfer so he can play. There's obviously some bitterness there. And, you know, the way the stories are written, it's like, okay, yeah, if they broke rules with practices, that's an NCAA infraction.
Right.
That should be dealt with. The money thing, okay, I don't doubt that happens, and it happens everywhere. But, yeah, I don't – okay. That's fine. The yelling and cursing at, come on, man. I'm so tired of hearing that. Oh, it's a bad environment. They yelled and cursed at me. Meh.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's people who get yelled and cursed at by their bosses every day. And I don't know. I guess I'd love to sit here and have some hard-ass take on it and say, oh, well, this kid's just a bad kid and good riddance, and that would be Aggie fan reaction. I'd also like to be the guy to say, oh, Jimbo Fisher, if he's really doing this, boy, he's feeling the pressure of that contract. He needs to be sanctioned. But I just think there's too much gray area there, and I don't know who to believe.
Can I – and I know everybody's like, well, you know, he shouldn't be able to transfer with no – you know, these are the rules, and that's why they're the rules. But
well, I think the rules suck.
I think the rules suck too. I'm a big believer in if you want to transfer – if a coach leaves, the coach you signed up to play for – leaves your school, whether voluntarily or involuntarily, I'm of the belief that those kids should have a window of opportunity to change schools. And I don't understand why the NCAA hasn't caught on to this yet. Because, and honestly, I think you'd see maybe a little bit more loyalty to coaches. You'd see less moving of parts. Because if you say, well, we want to get rid, like Charlie Strong, for instance. Would Texas have moved on from Charlie Strong knowing that his recruits could leave? I don't know, because they were suddenly starting to get some real talent in there, and I don't know that they would have been so quick on the trigger with him.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think that's perfectly fine. Coach leaves, you have a six-month window.
Yeah.
Meet the new coach, see the new staff, see who your new coaches are going to be, and if you like them, great. But and don't give me the, oh, you commit to a school, not to a coach thing. No, you don't. You're not – The coach is the one who recruits you. The coach is the one you spend all your time with. The assistant coaches are the ones you spend all your time with. And, you know, I know the most fans of a school are going to feel differently about that.
Oh, right.
But that's because you went there. That's because you're passionate about your school. That's a good thing. But it's not reality. And I think that the NCAA is coming around on some rules that they should have changed a long time ago. This one, to me, when it comes to transfers, you should have, you know, if you're just pissed off at playing time or whatever, okay. You know, that's maybe you get a chance to sit out a year. I'm fine with that. But if you get a new coach at a place, you don't see eye to eye with the coach. You may hate them. They may hate you. They may have tried to recruit you to the other school and have some bitterness about it. And you should have a chance to go somewhere.
All right, guys, there's a lot of energy providers out there, and they're always offering different deals, free weekends, free days, cash bonuses. The list goes on and on. And you may have fallen for one of those offers. And when I say falling for. And you're like, oh, wait a minute, that sounds like a good deal. How could I fall for it? Well, here's the deal. You pay that, you get that great value up front, and then a couple months down the road, you look at your bill and you say, well, hey, what's going on here? What are these additional fees you've tacked on? Why am I paying a higher rate than I signed up for? You know where that doesn't happen? Triangle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you will pay. There's no gimmick, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity, just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriEagleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Uh-oh, here comes the comeback, A.J.
Oh, no.
It's 8-1. Morton Man. Just gave up a bomb. I didn't see who hit it.
I didn't either.
Man, you know what?
It's funny. Like, I don't want to watch Astros games when they're losing 1-0.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to watch Astros games when they're winning 8-1.
Oh, so you want it to get to be 8-5,
I want games like last night.
Huh?
Games like last night. That was fun, right?
I don't know. I fell asleep.
Oh. the late games are tough.
I actually slept last night for a change, so.
The late games are tough.
I've been getting like 2 hours a night, so I went to bed pretty early. I signed up to buy some tickets when I was in Chicago for the because I was up there so much. I wanted to go see a Blackhawks game.
Uh huh.
Now I get nothing but stuff like White Sox versus Tigers. Here's your ticket deals for like
unsubscribe.
That's what I'm going to have to do. It's annoying. I don't care about the White Sox and the Tigers. No offense, Tigers.
Yeah,
it's not your fault. One time I bought tickets for a Blackhawks game. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713 says, I'm not sure considering the mass exodus factor with coaches like Jason Brown. Who's Jason? Is that last chance you guy you guys talked
yes.
to? Okay. School is going to defend itself to losing 25 to 30 players in 1.5 years. Where do you replace that in experience, maturity, leadership, et cetera? Well, if you make a coaching change, then you deal with that.
Yeah.
That's part of it. And you recruit other kids. Most of the time, if you're not going to give the kids any kind of power here, I'm not going to have any sympathy at all if something like that happens to a school.
Right.
That's just me. But we shall see. I know the rules aren't going to change. Thank you. That looks good.
Oh, look at you, Fred.
Yeah. I've saved up all my calories just for this.
Oh, boy.
So we'll see how
that looks like it's got maybe 20 to 30 calories in it.
Yeah, 30,000 maybe.
Yeah.
Well. It's brisket and mac. I mean, it's going to have calories.
I mean, brisket's healthy.
That's just meat. Not when you bury it into macaroni. It's not.
Yeah, and then there's like fried stuff on top of it.
Yeah, those are fried jalapenos. I probably won't be using those.
Really?
I didn't realize they were fried. Or I wouldn't, because I don't eat fried food really at all except for french fries. So
why would you eat french fries but not that?
Because
jalapeno is better for you than potatoes.
True, probably, but I'll try them, that's for sure.
Okay.
But yeah, I didn't realize. I just thought it was going to be regular jalapeno.
You also eat like a child more often than not.
What do you mean?
Like you have the dietary habits of like my 11-year-old. You like really simple foods. A hamburger with just cheese.
Yeah, pretty simple on my burgers, yeah. Yes. I mean, every now and then I'll branch out, but for the most part, I like a burger to be, you know, meat, bun, cheese, couple of toppings. Maybe throw jalapenos on there.
Okay.
Like barbecue sauce sometimes. Okay. Just depends. But nothing fancy, no. I don't like the ones that have, you know, 5,000 things on them.
You don't like when we go to Burger Bar and I get foie gras and a fried egg on my burger?
Yeah, see, I'm not down with the fried egg on burgers. I love egg. I don't like egg on burgers. Doesn't work for me.
That's fair.
And I know that's become a trend. Like, everybody's doing it now. But it's like when I go to over to Rodeo Goat, they have I've tried like five or six of their burgers, and now I have my go-to.
Okay.
And it's just the Royale with cheese. And it's fairly simple, but it's fantastic. And that's what I like. I'm not that way with everything.
No, it's good. It's
just
fair.
Burgers.
Okay.
And pizza. I'm pretty plain.
You also say your pizza toppings are also...
Yeah, pizza, I'm pretty straightforward.
You like pepperoni and cheese.
Pepperoni, cheese, sometimes mushrooms. Now, sometimes I like to get just all dead flesh, right? Like
a meat lover's?
Yeah, pepperoni, sausage, Canadian bacon.
Do you like hamburger on your pizza?
Not really.
I don't like that either. No, I don't like it when people put that.
But, you know, now that I think of it, like even if I go to a Mexican restaurant, I will usually get fajita tacos that just have... the meat, the tortilla, and then I dip it in queso.
Okay.
So that's all that I put on it. Sometimes salsa.
Okay.
And now I'm rethinking my eating habits. Now you might be onto something here.
Just saying.
No, I didn't realize that I had the eating habits of a child. Maybe that's
true. It's all right.
I just never grew up.
There's no shame in it.
Mm. Gab's asking, what food did she just put down in front of you guys? There she is over there. Duh.
Oh, look at her.
Yeah.
Hiding out.
Yeah. Other corner over there, getting as far away from us as possible.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah, that's smart of her. Gab's has been listening forever. Like, I think she might have been at the first Beaumont show many years ago.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. Now, of course... Everybody making fun of my eating habits. Thanks, guys.
That's all right.
I'm a simple man. That's all it is. When it comes to food, I'm pretty simple. I'm pretty straightforward.
I don't judge you, Fred.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Yeah, you're did.
Right. Let's be you're honest. Right. I do actually judge you.
You just judged me.
Sorry.
Oh, man. All right. So, 8-1 Astros. You are in the... top of the fifth.
The game's over. Let's get to that. The game's over. Did you hear about the Colts broadcaster who's longtime Colts announcer Bob Lamy,
who by the way, Jim Irsay, who is one of the member of the Lucky Penis Club, because he would amount to nothing if he weren't born into rich money.
Yeah,
was praising the hell out of this guy. We're losing a legend.
Yeah, well, it wasn't just him. A lot of players had the same thing to say. But Bob Lamy has retired. Basically, I don't want to say that he was forced into retirement.
It sounds like he resigned under pressure is what
that's kind of what I'm getting. He's 80 years old, first of all, which, hey, maybe it's time to retire. You're 80 years old. But secondly,
I could just hear this guy saying this stuff too. 80-year-old guy
apparently was retelling a story to a friend off the air last week while he was at work. And while telling that story, he used what's described in the story as inappropriate language. And then later described as a racial slur. I'm going to go out on a limb and guess what it was.
Mm. Oriental?
The G word, right?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I was going to say that he called someone an Oriental.
Well, maybe so. I doubt it.
Okay.
My guess is he's telling, and this is where I'm a little torn, because this is kind of like, let's say you're at practice, you're at Colts practice, and one of the players calls another player a slur. Or let's say I'm at Texans practice and I hear that. And I'll say, dude, you'll never guess what so-and-so called so-and-so today. And I tell you this story. Isn't that sort of like singing along to a rap song? You're just basically telling the story and you just...
Yeah, it is, but I'm also guessing...
It's a gray area, right?
It is a gray area. I mean, it's not a good look. It's not worth getting fired over, I don't think.
That's kind of where I'm at.
But he's also 80 years old and they probably were looking for an excuse.
That's true.
Technically not fired, let me clarify.
A report on a local television station claim that an employee at MS Communication heard the content and reported it to the radio station's human resources department, which then contacted the Colts. Which, by the way, that guy ain't your friend.
No.
The guy who goes and tells HR on you, that's not your buddy. He's not your buddy. And it sounds like that guy wants the job, really, is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I want to know that guy's name, and I want to see if he's in the running for the job.
I really don't like people like that. You know what? If I heard somebody say something inappropriate in the office, then the first thing I do is go up and tell them, hey, man, you can't be saying stuff like that here. And if they explain, I was just retelling the story. Well, that's no excuse for it. Don't let it happen again.
Yeah.
And maybe that's happened, and maybe he does this stuff all the time, and somebody just got fed up with it.
Well, here's
another.
You mentioned what Jim Irsay had to say. Bob Lamy is a legend and an icon. His name is synonymous with Indianapolis Colts football. Is that Maldonado again?
Yeah, Maldonado, 9-1.
Look at him learning how to hit.
Yeah.
He almost had the cycle the other day. He's just single away.
Glad somebody has a cycle.
Some players. Former punter Pat McAfee, who's, by the way, a white guy.
Yeah.
He's got no problems here.
Kind of bat bleep also. Doesn't he work with Barstool now?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Ryan Deem, who also white guy. They all said that he's the absolute best. But they're not the ones who said he was the absolute best. They were praising him. Reggie Wayne, black guy, he said Lamy is the absolute best. So he doesn't seem to mind.
Is it wrong that I give olds a little more room to say stuff to?
The problem is old guys I hear it most often from people in that generation. Because I think they don't really understand that it's completely inappropriate. But then I also think, dude, this guy's worked in the NFL since 1991.
Yeah.
He knows better.
He should.
But again, it's not like he said it on air. And I would love to know, like.
So, but that would be like you and I talking off air and somebody walks by the studio and hears us say something.
Right.
Which.
But it's also like, again, I want to know the context because when you're retelling a story, like that,
that
word could be very key to the story retelling. So,
well, on the flip side, he could just be being a racist old bastard too.
Could be,
but we don't really know.
And if that's,
it just seems strange.
I'd love more details.
But that's the thing. I've kind of gotten where with so many of these stories, I never get enough to truly understand what happened.
But he's also been suspended before for dropping an F-bomb on the air during a broadcast.
That happens.
That happens when they like. I guess the Colts lost a game at the end of a game. Yeah. So
there, but for the grace of Tebow, go I on that.
Yeah. All right, guys, got to tell you guys about Carbach. You can get a Carbach here at the Urban Star Bar if you're so inclined. But the Carbach Toberfest coming up September 20th. It kicks off. It's three straight weekends of music and food and beer and food. It's just going to be an amazing time out at the Carbach restaurant. They're gonna have oompa bands, face painting for the kids, a stein hoisting competition. You can bring the dog out, and they're gonna have live music every weekend. Mr. Wives, Tony, Wild Child, the Texas Gentleman, Jack Ingram, Bruce Robinson, John Bauman, all scheduled to play over the course of Carbachtoberfest, and there's gonna be fireworks at the end of weekend three. It's gonna be a great time. Bring the family and have yourself a good time. The fun starts at 5 p.m. And, you know, if you're so inclined, head by the restaurant where all during Carbachtoberfest they'll have some additional German-inspired foods like beer and pretzel and mustard and sausage. That's German food. And sauerkraut they eat too. But that's it. But they'll have all the great regular menu items as well. Always a great restaurant out there at Carbach. When you're out and about this week and you're thirsty, ask your bartender, please make it a Carbach.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman on ESPN 97.5.
This
is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Galleria, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at the Urban Star Bar in the Hyatt in the Galleria. And I will just tell you, if you're looking to have an event, you want to have a management retreat, you want to just have a weekend where you want to come to Houston and hang out, this is a great place to do it.
Not a bad spot.
Yeah, you know, if I had a side piece, this would be where
this
we would
where
come.
You take her.
Absolutely. Great place for that, too. So, but, yeah, really, really cool. Got a great menu here. Terrific food. Specials today while we're here, which we told you a little bit about earlier. We'll tell you again later in the show. But come on and join us. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. You're just getting in the car. Now is the place. 281 says, Fred, you need to have a side of ranch to dip at your fried jalapeno. Only way to go. Can I please ask all of you to stop being ranch Nazis?
Yeah.
I cannot stand ranch. I don't get ranch with my wings. And I don't know why people keep pushing ranch on me.
I don't eat ranch either.
Yeah. I don't get blue cheese or ranch, either one.
I don't eat either of those
It things. Drives me nuts when I order wings and you want ranch or blue cheese. No, why would I need that? I have wing sauce on my wings. I don't need your damn ranch. Quit forcing it on me.
That's where I'm at.
And I know there's people put ranch on everything and say, okay, that's great. If you know what? If you have a salad, okay. Okay.
That's what ranch is for.
Yeah. I prefer.
By the way, my kid, he's a ranch eater. And he,
oh, no.
He, like, dips his fries.
I'm sorry.
He's like a white girl.
I'm sorry.
He dips his fries in it. He wants to dip his chicken in it. I mean, everything.
Interesting.
It's not interesting. It's a disaster.
Like my salad, I prefer honey mustard or Caesar.
Yeah.
Okay, but again, apparently I'm the world's most simplistic eater, but I do not get the obsession with ranch. You know, ranch is like the condiment Chick-fil-A to me. I just don't get it. And I know people love it. That's great. But I'm not going to dip anything in ranch.
Okay.
713-780-ESPN. Apparently Maldonado's a triple shy of the cycle today.
Again?
Yeah.
Look at that guy. He's an unstoppable force.
Well,
When is our guest going to be here today?
I do not know. I've not been told anything about this.
I honestly,
was told that Jackie Sherrill was supposed to be here. That's all I know.
Yeah, I'm so kind of amped up to do this interview because
with everything going on.
But I'm also it's a weird spot because I don't want to make it uncomfortable, but I also want to ask all the questions I want to ask. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do you draw that line?
Just ask them.
Just go for it.
If it gets uncomfortable, this is what I'm here for. If it gets uncomfortable,
I'll just hit you on the knee.
I'll kind of jump in and steer it into something funny, and then you can dive back in when you're comfortable.
Okay.
That's how it works.
Okay.
It's like a team thing. You know? It's like, basically, I'm pitching you the ball, you're running with it,
okay,
but I'm trailing.
Okay.
So just in case, you know, just in case you think you're about to get tackled, you just toss me the ball.
Perfect.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is your number if you want to get in. By the way, if you have not checked out SportsMap today, please do. SportsMap.com. And it's funny because by the time I get here, like I post that stuff so early in the morning, like every now and then I'll go back and we have to add things and I'll look at it and I go, man, isn't this yesterday's story? Because it's been so long since I put it up. But no, Lance Erline, value picks for your NFL fantasy drafts. Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters, he continues to murder soccer. So if you want to bet on soccer, Jerry is doing to that what I've been doing to the CFL for the last 3 weeks.
I'm going to have some NFL fantasy draft prep for you tomorrow on the
awesome.
Site.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Or actually, that's Friday on the site. But I'll, yeah, you'll have that Friday. I keep thinking that today is Thursday, but it's not. That's unfortunate.
Yeah. And Cody Stutes has been out at Texans practice giving us 11 observations every day. And his for today are up. Some interesting stuff. Kiki Kute is back from injury, finally.
Finally.
Yeah. Sammy Coates returned after his concussion. Bill O'Brien says Kiki has a long way to go, apparently, after missing time. Apparently, Deshaun Watson threw an interception today.
That seems unlikely.
Cody says
I don't believe it.
Yeah,
I won't believe it.
I guess it was yesterday he threw the interception.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm getting my 11 observations confused because I read yesterday's. He sent them in while we were on the show, so I read them today. So technically, I was 22 observations behind.
Okay.
So, but apparently, all the guys that they are going to trot out there are looking healthy. J.J. Watt apparently has looked fantastic in practice. Like he's looking like the JJ he was. Because last year when he came back, he didn't look right even when he was healthy. And, you know, apparently he's back to his all-star form. So we'll see. We'll see. But I guess this game will be a little more interesting because you'll see those guys out there. But it's kind of like I said earlier, I don't really want to see them out there.
You don't want to see – you don't want to take the opportunity – the risk.
Yeah, yeah. But regardless, if you do, I want one series.
I'm kind of there. But this is the third preseason game. This is the one that's supposedly the most like a regular season game.
I know. They've been selling us that for a long time.
I think it's going away from that more and more.
Yeah,
but
I would agree. I think that used to be the case, but I don't know that it is anymore. So anyway, check out SportsMap or follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. We've got and great stuff on there every day and have all my football stuff set up. So we're ready to go.
All right. Guess who's here?
Who's here?
Yeah, you're supposed to guess.
Well, Gabs is here.
Yeah.
And she's leaving us.
Yeah.
So.
Moving to Florida, where I know. We'll read about her in the news.
Yeah, she's going to Florida. She's going to be gym of the day. And then we're going to talk about when we knew her.
Yeah.
And it's like, gosh, she used to be so normal. And, you know, now she's biting alligator heads
off.
She was
never really that normal.
Well, that's true, but, yeah. It's like let's be honest,
any female who
listens to this show
with regularity.
And who has been listening as long as she has.
There's something off there. I mean, let's just face it. This is no show for a lady.
Yeah, well. And
that's a sane lady.
Well, it's funny because like I meet a lot of female listeners and they all seem really normal. And then I realize that they can't be because they listen to us. It's impossible.
Right.
So. Although I know a lot of bat bleep ones that don't listen to us who are even more crazy. So I'm going to say that maybe ours are more sane than everybody else's.
Could be. Hey, you know what the good news is besides the Astros winning 9-1 right now?
Are the AAA Rangers winning?
The Rangers are winning 4-1 against the Oakland Athletics. So what we call that is we call that widening the gap.
By a game.
Yeah.
A game.
Fred, what's the old adage say? One game at a time, right?
It doesn't say day by day.
You can't win four games in one day. And just
It is what it is.
By the way, there should be a rule against challenging when you're winning 9-1.
Well, you know what?
The game is being – there's a play being challenged right now.
We've seen what could happen with this bullpen at times.
That's true.
I'd feel much better if they get it to like 12 or 13-1.
Okay.
So I'm getting texts from people telling me all these stories to ask Coach Cheryl about.
Pardon me.
4:56, that's two in the 4 o'clock hour. You're on pace for 6 a day.
If
I were on pace guy, I would say you're on pace for 6 today.
So are we going to let Twitter decide what we talk to Coach Cheryl about?
No, I think you've already decided.
Okay.
I mean, you get to go first.
Okay, well, that's cool. Mm. I'll make the most of it.
You can do this.
I'm nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of a legend around here.
Yeah. You don't want to – if you say the wrong thing, you piss off Aggie fan. There's no greater enemy than Aggie fan. You know that.
They don't like you to begin with.
No.
That's the thing.
My life's been threatened on Aggie message board before.
See, I like Aggies.
I do too.
I don't call them Aggie. That's one thing. I call them Aggies.
I dated
Nagy for a long time.
You call everything
else.
Although
she turned out to be a worthless piece of. Oh, sorry.
You say everything else. You'll say Ram, Longhorn. I mean, but now all of a sudden it's Aggies.
Well, it's because he's sitting right over there.
Oh, okay. I see what you're doing. I see what you're throwing here. All right, guys, it's Gulfgate time. The savings never stop out at Gulfgate. They're your savings headquarters Monday through Friday and every Sunday. The summer clearance event rolling on right now at Gulfgate Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. During the Labor Day event going on now, you lease a 2019 Ram 1500 Big Horn Lone Star Crew Cab for just $299 a month. Gulfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop, every color, every option. Go out there, check them out. You're going to love it. And their new state-of-the-art service center is now open twice the size to service twice the vehicles by certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always open online at gulfgatedodge.com. 2019 Ram 1500, 36-month close-in lease, $9,073 down, payments of $409.69. Total due at signing, $94.82.69. Tax, title, and registration, additional See dealer for details.